This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Especially from deep in the heart of Texas, the U.S. resistance against the global corporate combine, empowered and funded by Communist China, allied with the big mega banks that set up Communist China in 1949. The Communist Chinese have taken control of U.S. telecommunications infrastructure. The Communist Chinese have taken control of Hollywood. The Communist Chinese have taken control of the main universities. This is all confirmed. This is not a drill. Big tech in Silicon Valley is almost completely run by the Communist Chinese government. They've officially become state-run. Apple, 100%. Google is now making the transition and announcing a merger and total worldwide censorship. They are now beta testing using me as the straw man, a demonized version of Alex Jones, to do that. This is happening. This is not like the other probes before that were meant to get you used to probes and censorship, thinking you would adapt to censorship by just putting up with it. Now this attack is thousands and thousands and thousands of times the magnitude of all previous attacks. This is a titrated dose, reverse psychological warfare operation using adapt to overcome subversion, paradigm manipulation. In layman's terms, they are manipulating the fact that we adapt to being oppressed. We adapt to being pressed with the low dosages of oppression. Now when the megaton hits us of the total takeover, we try to adapt to the poison infusion instead of not knowing it's a lethal dose. Can we accept the dose? Total Internet of Things, integration, global social score, complete command and control system. It is the virtual reality AI weapon system. Now attacking the United States with traitors inside the major security agencies, blocking Trump's resistance of the program and attempting to stop us from removing the tentacles of the Chi-Com / Big Tech banking combine emergency situation. I have been chosen for destruction because I brought you this information and have been battering, ramming it out as much as I can. They want to double use me as they always do in any complex system of mathematical deception where every angle of my good is turned against us. So they take what I've said, being sincere, build me into an insincere person in the straw man. I'm a person that cares about life and children and is against these wars. And so they make me a murderer of children. And then they build me into this lie to then set the distraction while they're actually censoring all of you to make a debate about Alex Jones. So even if I didn't sell out to them, they now use me as an archetype to serve them by being the main distraction. I have now been captured by the enemy in the information warfare fulcrum and is being used against you. Only your full understanding of this key will break you free from this paradigm. I have given you the transmission. Now break free.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
As you probably heard, recently many of the biggest tech companies joined in a coordinated effort to censor content from broadcaster Alex Jones.
They're never going to remove him. That's crazy. That's too far.
This isn't about Alex Jones. This is about freedom.
Trump's election and Alex Jones' popularity are merely symptoms of a corrupt and failed status quo.
You have about 800 million followers. That's why you're banned.
Social media censorship.
Virtually every day, the big tech companies censor someone else whose political opinions they disagree with.
Facebook censored our free speech. And shame on the ones that don't even see that we have been censored.
For many on the left, the view seems to have become that if you can't beat them, prevent them from speaking.
They've broken their algorithm to try to steal this election.
And now they're down to the last corners of the internet. Oh no, conservatives can speak to one another. We must shut it off.
People know what's true. They can smell it. You can't stop them from knowing that.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You won. We won. We won the battle for truth. We won the battle for information. And all they have left is their brainwashed minions in the streets, their brainwashed leftists, their cultists, and their groupthink. And they are now trying to mold and morph and manipulate the internet so that their false consensus that everybody hates Trump, everybody hates America, everyone wants to live in a world where everything's racist, that's what they're trying to push. But you won. They lost. So they have to erase you off the playing field. Don't let them. Continue to spread the links. Continue to go out in the real world, in the 3D realm, and talk about InfoWars. Talk about the truth. Have conversations with people.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Are the globalists reeling right now? Yes! Is America having a rejuvenation economically, spiritually? Yes! Are you having a victory right now in the fight for truth and liberty? Yes. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. Filling in for Alex Jones today, I'm Owen Schroyer. We will be hearing from Alex Jones today in the third hour. Dr. Nick Begich hosts the fourth hour. We're going to have a lot of exciting things to talk about with him. Roger Stone is going to be joining the show in just 30 minutes. Breaking news coming about Roger Stone's situation right now when it comes to the Mueller probe. We're going to get the exclusive from Roger on that shortly. Will Johnson from Unite America First joins me at 12:30. He has just been censored off Facebook. You will not believe why. Now, before we get to the great broadcast today and all the news and our great guests, last night, President Trump held a rally in Indiana. And every Trump rally seems to be bigger and better than the one before. And while it seems to be redundant for the audience to tune in to every Trump rally that he's going to be doing three a week now soon, it really is incredible to listen to Trump speak, see the energy in the crowd, feel the energy in the crowd, feel the momentum in America changing, feel the status quo changing, feel and see the people getting the power back. Maybe not necessarily as much as we need to have the power of the government, but the power to know what's going on, the power to be informed, which is what they're trying to stop right now by censoring InfoWars and other conservatives on the internet. But listen to President Trump last night as he is well aware of what's going on. He's warned the tech giants, what you're doing is illegal. He's even pushed it so far as to say it's a very antitrust situation. We're going to cover all that news. But listen to President Trump last night addressing big tech censorship at his rally in Evansville, Indiana.
Importantly, my administration is also standing up for the free speech rights of all Americans, free speech rights. Look at social media. It's a thing called free speech rights. You look at Google, Facebook, Twitter, and other social media giants. And I've made it clear that we as a country cannot tolerate political censorship, blacklisting, and rigged search results. And you know, it can go the other way also. We will not let large corporations silence conservative voices. And it can. It can go the other way too someday. It can play little tricks with them. We're not going to let them control what we can and cannot see, read, and learn from. We can't do that. America is a free country, and we are going to stay always a free country. We're defending American values, and we're also defending our great American interests all over the world.
And President Trump, again, going on the bully pulpit right now, doing these rallies, endorsing candidates, conservative candidates that are running for Congress, running for governor. It looks like in Indiana, you're going to have Donnelly unseated. A Democrat is going to be unseated in the upcoming midterm elections by the guy that Trump endorsed last night. Of course, I can't remember his name right now. But President Trump going and doing these rallies is such a game changer because it energizes his base unlike anything else. A sound clip on TV doesn't quite do it, like Donald Trump live for an hour off the teleprompter, off the cuff, telling it like it is. And what scares them, honestly, Trump is one angle. A president of the United States that they can't control, yes, that scares them. But millions and millions and millions of Americans seeing the truth, seeing the censorship, seeing the authoritarian nature of the tech left, seeing the traitorous nature of the Democrat Party, and then having it highlighted and then hammered by President Trump when he does these rallies with tens of thousands of people in the audience, where he has a speaker come up and the speaker says, "Wow, thank God President Trump kept us from Hillary Clinton," and the entire crowd chants, "Lock her up," for 60 seconds. That's America. That's the American people coming back. That's what has the globalists scared. And just like for us, now they're never going to tell you this, but just like we realize, if they take out Alex Jones, they take out everybody. If they take out Alex Jones, they take out free speech. Ladies and gentlemen, the globalists and the deep state understand, for them, the same formula applies to Hillary Clinton. If Hillary Clinton goes down, if the crimes of Hillary Clinton go public and she goes down and even to jail, they're all going down. So that is the nexus point that we have reached. That is the juxtaposition that we are now at in the allegory of life. We understand on our side of things, if they take out Alex Jones and make an example of Alex Jones to censor free speech is dead. If we can bring justice down on Hillary Clinton, if we can arrest Hillary Clinton for all the crimes that she's committed, all the crimes of the shadow government and the deep state are next, and they know it. So just like Alex Jones, for them, is the first domino to fall in the line of censorship against free speech, Hillary Clinton will be the first domino to fall in the line of total criminality by the government, the shadow government, by the globalists, and by the people that are trying to censor us right now. And the first test case of censorship is Alex Jones.
That's right, Owen, and we've got some big special reports coming up in the third hour. Dr. Nick Begas joining us. I'm working on a bunch of big news here behind the scenes, but this is a real civil war by pro-American forces and the globalist forces inside this country. This is history. We're not embellishing. The president knows what's going on. He's involved. He's listening directly to you. Thank God for DrudgeReport.com, helping punch InfoWars through directly to the president. I know the president's gotten my reports and my information directly, repeatedly, and I'll leave it at that. And Drudge gets it directly to him. You all get it directly to him. And now he's talking about the shadow banning, the censorship, everything. One reason I came in here, Owen, is because I never plug in this second segment. And we're going to win against these Soros-funded lawsuits and the rest of this garbage because we've told the truth, and what the media puts out is fraud. But I'm going to tell the listeners again right now. You know this is history. You know InfoWars is paying off for your children's future, for your liberty, for your Second Amendment, for your religious freedom. You know we're the Americans just like you. You know we're on the front line. So we need your financial support at InfoWarsStore.com on this Friday like never before to commit to go sign up for AutoShip for any of the great supplements, the great coffee, things you're going to want to reorder. Get a T-shirt, get a book, whatever. I know you've been doing it, but I want to thank you now for recommitting, because we will defeat the enemy if you increase the amount of funds coming in here. In fact, if just a few percentage of you more start purchasing products, we can basically, unless they kill me, are unstoppable. And I've already got plans to set up all sorts of other emergency backup systems. In fact, some of them are already in place that are even outside of my control. And I'm going to leave it, and I'm working with world leaders. And I don't want to brag about this, but I'm working with world leaders. World leaders. Not just the president. I mean directly with household names in Europe to do some major stuff. Okay, that's why they're coming after me. They've got my phones tapped. They know what we're doing. We're really making a run at the enemy. So I don't want to ever brag about stuff because that would draw the enemy in to know. They know now, okay? They know we're planning to take the whole damn planet back. Okay, we're against the eugenicist. We want a pro-human future. We are Renaissance individuals, and we are going to go till the end no matter what they do. But they're coming after us because we are the opposite of George Soros. You understand? But I need massive funding to launch operations that they've held us back 6 months on. The enemy has successfully stopped us here on the front. We need to move forward with a major offensive, and I need capital flooding InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I'm going to judge it this weekend off of what happens today, how much I'm going to expand in the face of the enemy. You want us to fight hard? Do it now. InfoWarsStore.com. Get products you need and products that will fund a savage defense of human freedom and an offense against the globalists with information warfare. God bless you all. Owen Schroyer.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I'm David Hull, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hull, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
InfoWars.com studios. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. This is a big broadcast for multiple reasons. Tons of big news to cover. President Trump is hitting the fake news harder than he ever has before. You should have heard his speech last night in Evansville, Indiana. President Trump is hitting the tech giants harder than ever before, saying that they are skating on thin ice, they're flirting with antitrust law violations, and they're not going to censor free speech in this country. But that's not stopping them, is it? No, it's not. No, it's not. In fact, they keep doing it. In fact, I'm working on getting guests all lined up. I can't even believe it, man. New people are telling me they're getting blocked every day. Every day. You get people getting blocked for sharing FDA.gov documents talking about vaccines. They get blocked for sharing actual government documents. Will Johnson got blocked off Facebook. He's coming on at 12:30. You won't believe why. Fulcrum News, David Seaman, they're banished. They're gone. The list just goes on and on and on. Of course, Alex Jones, myself, David Knight, Roger Stone, Milo Yiannopoulos. And on and on, and Diamond and Silk, and Ron DeSantis, and Devin Nunes, and Jim Jordan. And it just goes on and on and on. But you've got death threats to Trump every day. I get threats every day. Roger Stone gets threats. Alex Jones gets threats. I mean, we get threats every day. We don't even cover it. Paul Joseph Watson, I don't even cover it. But they're allowed to exist. I covered yesterday the ACLU attorney certified by Twitter says, you know, F white people. White people are bad. Yeah, that doesn't violate Twitter's terms of service. Oh, but if a white conservative said black people were bad, yeah, kick them off immediately. Again, it's a double standard. And they say, oh, it's hate speech. This is not about hate speech, folks. This is 110% about political speech. This is 110% about trying to move the Overton window, confirm their false consensus that there's a blue wave coming and everybody hates Trump, and it couldn't be more opposite the reality of the situation. No, Trump is probably the most popular president ever. Yeah. No, the blue wave is not even a splash. And so they don't want you to know what's actually going on. This is from The Hill. Trump says to Google, Facebook, Amazon, they may be in a very possible antitrust situation. Oh, they are. Trump has even said it's illegal, folks. They're playing chicken with Trump. Do you understand how everything comes down to these midterms in 67 days? See, the tech giants think they can get away with this because they're actually getting high on their own excrement. I mean, I'm sorry to give you a kind of disgusting analogy here, but they're literally getting high off of their own feces, folks. They're crapping in their own hands and getting high off the fumes. They really think a blue wave is coming, so they're doubling down on the censorship, and then they think that when the blue wave comes, they'll impeach Trump, and they won't be under threat anymore of looking at antitrust lawsuit violations. But guess what? The blue wave's not coming. Hillary didn't get elected. You're all high off the fumes of your own crap. So double down on the censorship. Double down on your belief that there's a blue wave coming. And watch the red wave drown you. That's what's going to happen, and Trump is going to hit you with every antitrust lawsuit in the books if you don't cut this out before the midterms, which you're still going to lose. They don't get it. Folks, they already rigged. They rigged the 2016 presidential elections. Do you understand this? They already censored conservatives on social media. They were already censoring Alex Jones. They just didn't delete him. So even though they already rigged social media, they already rigged the elections in 2016, they still lost. And so now they're doubling down. They're doubling down on the fake news. They're doubling down on the censorship on social media. And it's not going to work. You know what happens when you double zero? You still get zero. Zero. So that's why we have to get out and be informed and vote in the midterms in 67 days to make sure the Democrats don't take back the House. It doesn't look like they have very good odds to take back the Senate, but they do believe they can take back the House. I don't think so, but if they do, they will try to remove Trump, and they'll try to do everything they can to try to end America as we know it. But I don't see that coming. In fact, I see the opposite coming. And I think that once November comes and they lose in the midterms, it's game on. Trump is already slow. Trump is kind of sitting there in the ring, just kind of unwrapping his hands, taking the gloves off like, you sure you want to keep censoring, huh? Yeah, I saw you were censoring Mike Pence there. I saw you were censoring Will Johnson. Saw you guys totally removed Alex Jones. So Trump's just taking the gloves off, removing his tape. Saying, oh, yeah, noticed you guys were censoring me on Twitter. Oh, yeah, noticed you guys were throttling back my live views on YouTube and Facebook. You guys sure you want to keep doing that, huh? Amazon, Google, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. Boy, I think you guys are guilty of some campaign finance. You guys want to keep doing that? And they're just watching Trump remove the gloves. And they think it's some sort of joke. Or they're going to have him removed. And so he's removing the gloves and he's taking his time and the midterms are coming up. And then everything comes down to the midterms. And then that becomes the flashpoint. And everything that follows is a result of what you see here. So that's what's all going on. And in the meantime, Roger Stone coming up in the next segment. He says he expects to be charged with the crime next in this Mueller campaign. Of course, that comes from NBC News. That could be total fake news. They could be taking Roger out of context or just making that up. But it is linked on Drudge, and we're going to be hearing from Roger Stone in the next segment. But just look at how ridiculous they are. Yeah. Oh, by the way, that same NBC News that printed that story that we'll see if it's fake news or not when Roger Stone joins me in the next segment, they're leading the front of Drudge right now because it's now come out that NBC News censored the Me Too movement. That's right. Ronan Farrow, who was really the journalist that kind of broke all of this open, they censored Ronan Farrow's Me Too reports. Of course, wasn't it NBC News that had Matt the Rat Lauer? That was NBC News, right? I can't remember if it was NBC or CBS. They're like one and the same. But the point is, NBC threatened Ronan Farrow if he kept reporting on Harvey Weinstein. Why is Harvey Weinstein protected? All of the disgusting treatment towards women that Harvey Weinstein has engaged in, but NBC and the globalists and the deep state are rushing to his defense. Why is that? Oh, why is that? Because he's friends with the Clintons. Because he's a Democrat donor to the tunes of millions of dollars over time. That's why they're protecting Harvey Weinstein. Don't you get it? You're allowed to rape women, assault women, abuse women, take advantage of women, insult women. You can do anything you want as long as you're a good liberal. You can do anything you want under the sun as long as at the end of the day you hate America and you're a good liberal. You can get away with anything.
over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350-350.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
And if you were in Evansville, Indiana last night, the home of the Aces, you heard thunder. Tens of thousands of people filling arenas, chanting USA, lock her up, and other such patriotic hymns as President Trump begins his campaign tour to help save America during the midterm elections and then again in the 2020 presidential election. Now, Roger Stone, my co-host on the War Room,
from 3 to 6 p.m. weekdays at InfoWarsShow.com, joins me next. And it's the same story, but they refresh it to try to continue the narrative that, Roger Stone is doomed or guilty, even though he is guilty of no such violations that they're trying to attach to him. So the NBC News story that's linked on Drudge says, Trump pal Stone says he expects Mueller to charge him with a crime. But I want Roger to, clarify this and to explain exactly where his head's at and the fake news that's out out there about him. So, Roger, thanks for joining us.
I'm great to be here, Owen. You know, there's nothing new in this story. There's nothing that I haven't said right here at InfoWars, literally, for months. When 12 of my current or former associates have been dragged in front of FBI interrogation, when at least four and perhaps more of my my associates have testified for the grand jury, it's not unreasonable to expect that Mueller is up to something. But to be categorically clear, he has no evidence of Russian collusion. He has no evidence of collaboration of any kind with WikiLeaks. I never received allegedly hacked emails and passed them on to Donald Trump. That's a MSNBC Ari Melber fairy tale. No evidence that I knew about the acquisition or publication of John Podesta's emails in advance. That's a falsehood as well. But we know, as Alan Dershowitz has said, the average American inadvertently commits four felonies a day, and that a runaway federal prosecutor with unfettered power and literally no oversight and no rules can literally indict a ham sandwich. So when I go out and I prepare based on their terrorizing my many friends and associates, by the way, asking virtually every one of them about Alex Jones and InfoWars, what am I supposed to expect? I can tell you right now what my crime is, Owen. I figured it out. I'm guilty of supporting Donald Trump for president, of defeating Hillary Clinton. Those are my only crimes, and I've had no choice but to prepare. I've already spent over $500,000 on legal fees beating back these harassment lawsuits by the DNC and Obama-directed left-wing front group. They seek to destroy me financially. They want to ruin me so I can't fight back. That's why I had to set up a legal defense fund at stonedefensefund.com. They'd like to make it hard for me to raise money, but I continue to soldier onward.
Well, and, you know, as you said, Robert Mueller has no oversight. I mean, he's totally out of control. He's a rogue prosecutor. He's above the government, operating above everything right now. And just to clarify, you know, people, so people understand, all of Donald Trump's past associates who also happen to be, well, not all, but many of Trump's past associates, many of which have to be, happen to be Roger Stone associates too, are all being looked at. They're all being investigated. They're looking at their emails. They're trying to bring them in. So, you know, one can only reason to believe that Roger Stone is next up. But interestingly enough, and I don't know how much you want to put into this, Roger, but Rudy Giuliani is putting together a counter report to question Robert Mueller's legitimacy. I don't know if you trust Rudy Giuliani in this matter or not, or if you think this is the right thing to start doing. But to me, if there's going to be no oversight on Mueller, well, maybe we should just launch an investigation on Mueller then. I mean, maybe that's the answer.
Look, I'm a big supporter of Rudy Giuliani. Rudy Giuliani is a wartime conciliary. He is head and shoulders above the attorneys who represented the president previously, who were lulled into a false sense of security when Robert Mueller assured them if they just turned over everything voluntarily, this matter would be resolved last year. Obviously, Mueller lied. Now, the time for reports is past. It's a time for action. In all honesty, Mueller has every intention of subpoenaing the president if he needs to try to trap him in some kind of obstruction of justice or perjury or some other process crime. The courts have held that Mueller's appointment is constitutional because he has the oversight of two officials, one elected and one appointed by an elected official. Those would be Donald Trump and Acting Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. The problem with that is, Owen, both Trump and Rosenstein are at a minimum witnesses, or more specifically, deeply involved in the facts regarding the very matter that Mueller is investigating, including the Comey firing, where Rosenstein wrote the underlying memo telling Trump how and why Comey should be fired, and freaked out when that memo became public and his deep state buddy found out that Rosenstein was a weasel who was double dealing him. And then, of course, it was Rosenstein who signed the extension of the phony FISA warrants that were both illegal and unconstitutional. And the president is clearly a target. So somebody who is a target and somebody who should be a target, but a minimum, our witnesses cannot have oversight in the case at hand. Therefore, Mueller's investigation is hopelessly compromised. Don't issue reports, Rudy. Don't study. Fire. Fire Mueller. Fire Rosenstein. Fire Jeff Sessions. That would be a pleasure. And clean house at your Justice Department. This is a speeding bullet heading directly for the president's head. Stop talking about, I might get involved, I should get involved, get involved today. That would be my advice. Now, some would say, well, that advice is self-serving. But, Owen, it's the Trump presidency that is at stake. And now that we know that Bruce Orr, the Justice Department official under Obama, was briefing Andrew Weissman, the hitman, the pit bull for Robert Mueller, the conflict of interest is abundantly clear. Mr. Mueller and Mr. Weissman, it's time to go.
Well, if you look at the, let's say, evolution of this Mueller probe, I think its original intentions, which were to destroy Donald Trump in the public eye, in the media, acting like this Mueller probe is legit, maybe even using the Mueller probe to remove Trump or some of his officials. But again, to me, the whole thing was to just have this aura over Trump in the media and with the Mueller probe that he's bad, he's guilty of whatever. To me, that was the original intent. But now, Roger, I think it's evolved into new levels because of all their involvement with the illegal spying. You know, it's one thing for these government officials to get away with all the illegal activity they did during the Obama years. I think that they felt comfortable in all of their illegality. But now that Trump is president and he's called it out and now they've all been exposed, I think the Mueller probe has reached new levels. Now they're trying to protect their own hide, perhaps from major jail time here, because of all the crimes they committed under the Obama administration that he either ordered them to commit or turn the other head at. So to me, the Mueller probe has gone from a offensive to get Donald Trump to now a defensive, oh boy, I hope Donald Trump doesn't get us.
Well, you're absolutely right. I think it becomes abundantly clear that the whole Russian collusion investigation is meant to divert us from the extraordinary crimes in violation of the Constitution, the spying and manipulation of the election process by the Obama FBI and the Obama Justice Department, and the deep crimes of Mr. Mueller himself, 911, BCCI, the Anthrax scandal, and so on. The list goes on and on. So you're absolutely right. These people realize that if they don't put Donald Trump in jail, that they themselves are going to end up in jail, and that's the real issue.
And I think that right now we're looking at a situation, and Trump feels like, I mean, folks, if the average American that's got their head in Kim Kardashian's boobs and Tom Brady's butt, if the average American knew what was going on in this country, they really would panic. I mean, that I think that there's a level of this where Trump just doesn't want to send the average American into a panic because they're so ignorant.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Values. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans.
place your pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads. Often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap. A complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Roger Stone. If you're following the news, you know that Special Counsel Robert Mueller has me in his crosshairs. At least 8 of my current or former associates have been interrogated by the FBI. At least 4 of them have been dragged before the grand jury. But Mr. Mueller has no evidence of Russian collusion, WikiLeaks collaboration, or any advanced knowledge of the acquisition and release of John Podesta's emails. Instead, he seeks to silence me and to turn me against the president, as he did Michael Cohen. I have no intention of flipping on Donald Trump, but I face financial ruin and bankruptcy for my family in this epic fight. Please, I'm willing to fight, but I need to know that you have my back. Go to StoneDefenseFund.com. I need your help.
That's Roger Stone, my co-host on The War Room from 3 to 6 p.m. Central weekdays at InfoWars.com/show. We are here filling in for Alex Jones on The Alex Jones Show. And, of course, you've got Roger Stone right now under the microscope with this Mueller investigation because of his great crime of supporting Donald Trump
and being a patriot and loving America. That is Roger Stone's biggest crime, is being a good American patriot. But while there's one form of trash that looks like Robert Mueller, there's another form of trash that takes the shape of a quote-unquote journalist that works for the Wall Street Journal named Shelby Holliday. This is not one of Roger Stone's favorite journalists. She also goes on TV and spouts her fake news. Roger, would you like to address the latest garbage coming out of Shelby Holliday?
Yeah, I'm afraid I have to. You know, Owen, I've been in American politics for 40 years. I've worked for four American presidents. I've had dealings with literally hundreds of mainstream media reporters. There are many that I have real respect for. There are many who I believe are just honest men and women trying to do their job, trying to get the facts straight and report them. And then there's Shelby Holliday, the single most odious, duplicitous, dishonest, and self-absorbed reporter in the mainstream media. Now, Shelby Holliday reached out to a veteran reporter for the National Enquirer, claiming that I was the source of the National Enquirer's story regarding Ben Carson and some medical malpractice issues, or Ted Cruz and his string of girlfriends, when in fact I was the source of neither one of those stories. But when Shelby Holliday was told by this veteran reporter that she didn't want to talk and she hung up, Holliday called her back. And then when she hung up again, she called her back again. But when they finally spoke, Shelby Holliday spoke over the reporter when she attempted to deny what Shelby Holliday had already decided were the facts. This woman is a blight upon the earth. She's a piece of human garbage. But above all, she is not in any way a journalist or a reporter. She's up there with Brian Stelter, one of your real favorites, Owen. She's in that league when it comes to lies and disinformation. There she is, folks, Shelby Holliday, the epitome of fake news.
Brian Stelter doesn't appreciate that, Roger. But I've got a little Shelby Holliday article right here from the Wall Street Journal. You know what we do to fake news, Roger? What do we do to fake news? We rip it.
Yes, indeed. This one's for you, Shelby. Fake news, not a journalist. Climb back in your hole. Stop harassing reporters who are far better journalists than you are. We're here at the Alex Jones Show, and we're laying it out. Next Monday on the War Room, Owen and I are going to expose the five worst journalists in the mainstream media. That's right. And it's a heavy competition to pick the five worst. I think we've already identified two. One would be Shelby Holliday. The other one would be Brian Stelter. But who will vie for those highly coveted other three positions as the worst mainstream media journalists in America? Tune into the War Room on Monday at 5 o'clock Eastern to find out who wins these coveted awards.
Wow, I'm just racking my brain right now, Roger. That's going to be a tough one. And again, just to clarify, actually, this Monday is Labor Day, so it'll be Tuesday. Tuesday.
I misspoke.
All good. Roger doesn't take holidays, so he doesn't think about holidays. He's always working. But, man, I mean, fakest people in news, Shelby Holliday. You know, Roger, and I'll just say this. I mean, I know that I can be really aggressive and loud, and you could even say maybe I have an ego or all this stuff. But, you know, the one thing that I try not to be, that people like Shelby Holliday and a lot of these other journalists are, is an arrogant snob. You know, I never want to come off as an arrogant snob. And if I ever do, I hope that someone would tell me. But to me, when I see Shelby Holliday on TV, it's just an arrogant snob. I know. Well, I'm the only one that knows. Nobody else knows anything except me. That's what I get from people like Shelby Holliday. And it's just like, no, bitch.
I want to remind you of this. When I was accused of dining with Julian Assange, which I had said in an email to Sam Nunberg, the psychopath who worked for Donald Trump, to get him to stop calling me. And then I produced the airline tickets, the hotel receipt, the restaurant receipts that showed that I was in Los Angeles on the days that Shelby Holliday said I was dining with Assange. Holliday actually said on MSNBC, well, maybe his dinner with Assange was over Skype. Really? You're a journalist? Climb back in your hole, Shelby. You are a disgrace to the profession of journalism. That idea is so laughably ridiculous that you only embarrass yourself.
Boy, when you're in the same classification of fake news with a Brian Stelter and a Don Lemon, which is where Shelby Holiday lands herself now, that's a tough hole to climb out of. All right, Roger, I've got another subject I want to discuss with you before you depart with us here, and that is the John McCain saga. Now, I'm not asking you to get into your opinions on McCain or anything, you know, let the dead rest. But I will ask you this, because I'm a little confused by this. I have never seen, ever, anyone's death covered like John McCain's. He has been, his services have extended for 72, he's got 72 hours worth of services. He's flying around on like Air Force One jets. He's got like 10 different ceremonies. They're all publicly on television. It's all McCain's a hero, everything about McCain. What? I'm sorry, have you ever seen a national coverage of a dead senator like this? I mean, I remember Reagan dying. I remember there's been other people that died. There wasn't 5 days worth of TV events. There wasn't 10 different ceremonies and everything celebrating their life and times. How is it John McCain gets this great coverage? 8 years ago, he was the enemy of the liberal media, and now all of a sudden they love him. I mean, have you ever seen anything like this, Roger?
Yeah, you know what? Even Ronald Reagan, who was probably the greatest president of my lifetime, his funeral and death did not merit this kind of fawning coverage.
It got 24 hours. Reagan's death got 24 hours and the ceremonies, and they moved on.
Yeah, so this is easy to explain. McCain is a man who moved from the right to the left. And therefore, they hated him when he was a conservative. But now that he's a liberal and undermining Donald Trump, they have to deify him. Look, my opinion of John McCain is well known. The fact that he partied with the Russian oligarch Deripaska and a group of young Russian prostitutes for his 70th anniversary on Deripaska's yacht, despite the fact that, as John Solomon has reported at the Hill, the FBI warned McCain that Deripaska was an agent for Putin, but he met with him anyway. But now is not the time. I'm not going to step into this breach because our critics want to accuse us of speaking ill of the dead. So I wish him Godspeed. May he rest in peace. The day to dissect his transgressions in politics and in government is on another day. But I think most Americans see through this fawning coverage in which people who hated John McCain's guts when he was in public office step forward and talk about what a great man he was.
Well, and again, you know, I won't go into our opinions on John McCain. We'll let your comments lie there and we'll move on. But again, I'll just say this. I can't, the coverage that McCain's death is getting is unprecedented to anything I've ever seen. It was even bigger than Michael Jackson's death, which was a huge TV event. And it's like, what, since when is John McCain some media darling? He used to be one of the most hated men in media. And it's just incredible to me that this is going on. And, you know, it's like when he was in charge of that committee for releasing the prisoner of war records from Vietnam. You know what he did? He didn't release them. He snuffed them. He threw them in the trash because he didn't want people to know about his own history. But you know what? I digress. John McCain, may he rest. Final words from Roger Stone. 30 seconds. Take us to break, Roger.
This is really simple, folks. We are fighting a war against censorship like you've never seen, and we need your support at the InfoWars.com store right now. We're not blowing smoke. We're not crying wolf. This is an effort to strangle our First Amendment rights. The single best way you can fight back is by going to the InfoWars.com store and picking up one of our terrific nutraceuticals or products today. Thank you, and God bless you.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.